Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Big show for you today. There's baseball to talk. New hire, hint, hint. There's football.
Do you call him a new manager or old manager? Which one?
New hire, old man, right. But, hey, we will get into all of that. And I got love for La Russa.
He's a Hall of Famer, Chris.
I'm beyond that, right? Three World Series as a manager. I mean, the dude gets it done. So we'll see. We'll get into all of that. But plenty of football to talk as well. A lot of good topics to get into with you guys. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. At the bottom of the hour, we got a celebrity corner, really great guest, friend of the show, huge Boston sports fan. That's the only hint I'll give you, but definitely want to check that out because it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew on this TV theme show Thursday. That's always fun as well to see what you guys request for the TV theme show songs. But DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and the twos. The super producer Rob G is in the house. And our man David Gascon with the updates. Rob, interesting story today. Kyler Murray, who's having a nice look. We dissed Martin Weiss, and Kyler Murray is not going to be the MVP. I mean,
there are nine people ahead of him right now.
Because, you know, we'll have to apologize to Martin Weiss for all those big head comments. But he's down a bit, but he's having a great year. And surprisingly, the Arizona Cardinals are too at 5-2. It's still relatively early, but they're playing good football. Obviously, coming off the win over Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, and Murray was great. He did an article. There was a story on him today in USA Today, interviewed him, and he said, "I want to be the best to ever play the game." Now, he didn't say it in a braggadocious way, you know, nothing arrogant, but just that's a goal, and I'm fine with that. Do you have a problem with a guy saying that, Rob?
I just don't. I mean, I think everybody wants to be the best that they can be. I don't look at that as, I don't know if you have to say it or out loud or somebody. I just think who doesn't want to be the best? Don't you want to be the best radio guy or TV analyst, Chris, or writer that you could be, or like one of the best ones ever? I think we all want that.
I think you have to. I'm with you in that. As I said, I got no issue with it.
But I don't think you have to go and proclaim that to do it. I just think that's inside everybody.
I've been around LeBron at times where he's told me he wants to be the best player ever. And this just goes back a few years. And, you know, I got no issue with that. I do think, though, Rob, only guys at a certain level can say that. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the future holds. Maybe God's got some grand, incredible plan for me in radio broadcasting. I know he's got a plan for me in life, but maybe it's like this huge thing in radio broadcasting.
Maybe you'll take over for Rush Limbaugh one day.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I would not say I want to be the best radio broadcaster ever because I don't think that's within my reach.
Okay.
Now, like I said, If God's got some special plan where it is in my reach, great. And if I rise and rise and rise and rise to where I think it's actually in my reach, then maybe I would say something like that. But I think you, like Ryan Tannehill can't come out and say, I want to be the best quarterback ever.
Why not?
Because he's not. He doesn't have that ability.
But what if he's
and
Chris,
it's obvious.
I'm just. But what if
he might want to be great, but he like I think there's only a handful of guys that can say I want to be the best ever. If Kyle Kuzma came out and said I want to be the best basketball player ever, I want to be the GOAT one day.
Well, but that's
the
point.
We look at him sideways.
Yeah, but if that's where he burns internally and that's what motivates, I'm just saying anybody who's playing on that level can say they want to be the greatest whoever played. That doesn't mean they're going to get there. That's all I'm
saying.
Some guys
don't have that ability.
We got too much minutia.
Yeah, and they know it too. But
all right.
But also, David Carr, you know, the NFL.com analyst, obviously former quarterback as well. He said he listed yesterday, a couple days ago, his top quarterbacks under 25 years old, if he had to build a team around. And somewhat surprisingly, it jarred me a little when I saw the list. He had Kyler Murray number one, Lamar Jackson number two. And the more I thought about it, though, Rob, the more I kind of analyzed it myself, I got to be honest. Now, I think at this stage, you'd probably say Lamar's better. I mean, he did what he did, coming off what he did last year. But if I could choose one to be my quarterback going forward, I honestly would take Kyler Murray. And no slight on Lamar. Maybe some people will. Maybe you'll think it's a slight.
Chris,
I'm not saying he's not good.
To say it's not a slight.
I'm not saying he's not great, but I would take Kyler Murray.
You would take an undersized, shorter Doug Flutie, and I don't know where – look.
He's not shorter than Doug Flutie.
Kyler Murray is a fantastic talent.
And they're both
talent.
Undersized.
Okay, fantastic talent. I'm not taking anything away from him. But to really to put him on top of a guy who was a unanimous MVP in the league, who won 12 games in a row, go look at the wreckage and the carnage that he left. He was unstoppable. He was the most unbelievable thing we had seen in the NFL. And all they've done in the last 2 years is won, I don't know, 18 out of 19 games, and they had one bad game and they lost to the Chiefs. And all of a sudden, he's underneath Kyler Murray, who's under 500 career-wise, and I get it. They're 5-2. And coming off a game against a terrible Seattle defense, which has given up 500 yards to almost everybody, and I'm not knocking him, but to bring it off of that game against that defense,
well,
I'm sorry.
I'm not just saying it off of that
not
game.
You. Okay. I'm talking about the writer. That's what is coming off of a game against a terrible defense. The same way I look at Baker Mayfield, you can bludgeon the Bengals all you want.
You actually comparing Baker
no,
Mayfield
No, I'm just
Kyler
talking
Murray?
About the people who were trying to crown Baker, Chris, after that game. That's all. Now, you go ahead. If Kyler Murray goes and does that against one of the best defenses in the league and puts up 500 yards, I'm going to take notice. I'm just saying the disrespect for Lamar Jackson is ridiculous.
How
we haven't seen a guy like that. I got it. He's 0-2
seen a guy
in the
like
playoffs.
That this year. He ain't
Kyler
doing that
Murray
this year.
Hasn't been in the playoffs.
He hasn't won in the playoffs.
No, I said that. I
Lamar
said he's 0-2.
Lamar Jackson hasn't won. I mean, obviously, this is Kyler Murray's second year. He doesn't have as good of a supporting cast as Lamar Jackson has. And he is on pace, Rob. You mentioned it. The unanimous MVP last year, and he was tremendous. And he deserved it. But just because you're the unanimous MVP, Steph Curry was the unanimous MVP. Does that mean he's like the best thing we've ever seen? No.
No, at the quarterback position, we never saw a guy do that. When they ran through 12 in a row and the
We're
teams
seeing a
that
guy
they beat,
do more
that's
right
all
now.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is that it's mind-boggling to me that you could place somebody above him.
Really, Matt Ryan won an MVP.
I'm just
Cam
saying,
Newton
Kyler
won
Murray
an MVP.
Kyler Murray. I'll look at the wins. I don't know who they beat. They beat Seattle. I'll give you that. And their defense is poor.
Freaking Rich Gannon won an MVP. You can't. That can't be your argument. The dude was MVP.
No, that's not my argument. Is that I just told you what it was. It wasn't just that he was a unanimous MVP on a great team that won 12 games in a row and slew the league. They went through all the good teams. They didn't beat also-rans. They were unbelievable, winning by double digits every
week.
And
then what happened in the playoffs?
They lost. That's okay. Kyler Murray hasn't been here. He's that guy. He hasn't even been to the playoffs.
Kyler
Murray. He could have gone to the playoffs the first year, Chris.
All right, here's why I would take Kyler Murray. Lamar runs it better. I've never seen a quarterback. I think everybody would agree with that. Lamar is a better runner. But Kyler's a very good runner. And he's not Lamar running it, but he's very good himself. But he is a much better passer. Lamar still isn't throwing consistently outside the numbers. And maybe he'll improve on that and get better. He's improved on a lot of other things. But that is why I would take Kyler, because he is a better passer than Lamar. And as far as size, I mean, like I said, they're both undersized. And I think Kyler's a little stockier. And so I'm certainly not more concerned about him getting hurt than I am about Lamar. Lamar is not having near the year this year that he had last year, in part because he's not running the ball as much, which is maybe good for his long-term career, but because he's not an awesome passer yet, it's hurting his production. He's not running nearly as much as last year. And Kyler Murray, as great as Lamar was last year, Rob, and his numbers were outstanding. Kyler Murray is on pace to have a much better year statistically. Lamar last year threw for 31.
Wait me when he does it. Wait
31.
Me when he does it.
Let me make my argument. Lamar threw for 3,127 yards last year. Kyler Murray's on pace to throw for more than almost 1,100 more yards than Lamar threw for last year. Lamar completed 66%. Kyler completed 67%. Lamar rushed for 1,206 yards. Kyler's rush for 99 is on pace to rush for 999. So he's going to be like 207 yards short of what Lamar's doing, did rushing. But again, 1,100 more yards passing. And Kyler is on pace to have 16 rushing touchdowns. Lamar had 7 last year. Now, Lamar threw for 36 TDs. Kyler's on pace to throw for 30. But he is, I would say, all told, those numbers by Murray are going to be, if he continues on his pace, will be better than the season that Lamar had last year. And the fact that he's got that team 5-2, and it's not nearly the defense that Baltimore has, I even started this by saying right now, I'm fine with you saying Lamar is better. I got no issues with that right now. But if I had to pick one of the two to build my team around, I would go with Murray. I would go with Murray. I think over the long haul, he will be better and more productive. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Which young quarterback would you rather build around, Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, what is this, Alex?
This is one of my childhood favorites, Jimmy Neutron. No, I'm just kidding. It's Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly okay. Odd Parents. I've heard of
it. It was a great show, guys. Like, there's this kid. He had two godparents that would grant his wishes. It was a really good show.
I was an adult, I think, by then. So
it is a TV theme song Thursday. If you want to get your request in, hit us up. Hit me up at Twitter or Instagram, @RobParkerFS1.
All right, we want you to know what is really scary. And here's what it is. Seeing just how much you could have been saving on your car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall, and then you realize, he sees something I don't. So go ahead to Geico.com today and get yourself a quote and see how much you could save. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you listeners. Who would you rather build around, Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson?
All right, let's kick it off with Ed in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ed?
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, man. Love you guys.
Thank
you. Love Chris. Love you, Rob.
Thank you.
Huge fan of the show. Love your repartee. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I'm a huge diehard Cardinals fan. I've been loving them since they came to Phoenix years ago. And so I've watched every single Kyler Murray game he's ever played. And I got to tell you, his growth has been exponential here in the second year. His decision-making, he's decisive with the ball. And then when he has to go through his progressions, he's making a lot of the correct reads. He's not running around in the pocket getting sacked all the time. He's just been solid. He's got the physical skill, the intangibles, the baseball background. He's got huge ceiling, and he wants to be the best. And I think, you know, he may be up there.
All right. That's a good call. And obviously Lamar made a huge
He's a Cardinals fan, so I have to take it, Ed, thanks, with a grain of salt.
Well, he didn't say – he didn't even make a choice. You know.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, he just said that he watched all the Cardinals games, and I hope he watched that the teams that they beat up, Washington, the Jets, all these bad teams as well. Luca in Baltimore, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Luca?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Well, first of all, I got to start. I live in Baltimore, but I'm not a Ravens fan, so I'm not about to be biased in any way. I actually agree with Chris, and precisely what you said is that there are similar quarterbacks, but the difference between Lamar's edge in running and Kyler's edge in passing is just staggering. And as the previous caller said, you can see the improvement in Kyler's passing from last year to this year. And what's most important is that what lasts going into the future is the passing aspect. The running is going to take a drop off at some point.
Well, it has already.
Yeah, but you can't knock the guy for what he's accomplished. My only pushback is you're elevating a guy who hasn't done anything yet but win five games in his second year. And I'm not talking about – I mean, one guy was an MVP – who set the league on fire. And you're what you're doing is you're saying his ceiling is high and look at where he's going, and you're already downgrading Lamar without this
Who's
season coming through.
Who's downgrading Lamar?
No, not you. I'm talking about
but
the guy
But I don't think
called.
Anybody's downgrading.
Yeah, but
just because they picked Kyler Murray over him doesn't mean they're downgrading
Lamar. But no, but they're looking forward to
He's
what Kyler's
doing it
going
right
to
now.
Do.
He's
what he,
playing
no,
better
what he's
right
going
now.
To do. He hasn't done it for a year, Chris. He hasn't.
He's playing better no, right
but
now than Lamar
He hasn't
Jackson.
Done it for a year.
So what? So Lamar hasn't done it for four
Lamar's
years. Does
winning.
That mean the quarterback
win
who has
football.
Is better?
All he's done
he's
is winning his whole career.
He's got a better team around him.
That, but all
and
he
that
does
didn't help
is win.
Him in the playoffs.
That you could be a good, you could be a quarterback on a good team, Chris, and throw turnovers or throw interceptions and lose games.
That's where nobody's saying Lamar's not good or great. All people are saying, it's just like the LeBron-Jordan argument. Nobody's saying LeBron's not awesome. They just think, I think Jordan was better. That's it.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
There you go. What's up,
was that,
guys?
Was that you or was
no,
that?
No, that was Alex. That was you didn't have to say
wow.
it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, this is Alex in Sacramento, by the way. No. No. Hey, guys, and I'm the other way. I'm on Rob's side, and I'll tell you why. I'm not knocking Murray, but the reason why all that stuff you guys just said, those two callers just said, what the caller from Arizona said,
right.
One name, DeAndre Hopkins. And if you think it's not, look at what's not happening to Watson and Houston, him not being there. You can't tell me that doesn't make a difference. Give Lamar that dude. You don't even have to be accurate. If you get it near him, those big hands are snatching it out of the air. Yeah, that's
Hopkins
the difference. It's
DeAndre phenomenal. Hopkins is phenomenal.
There's no doubt
but
about
Lamar
it.
Lamar does
no
not
doubt.
Throw to his receivers outside the numbers very often. You know, if you watch him, Mark, you know that's the case. I'm not saying he wouldn't be better with Hopkins, but he doesn't.
Oh, it would
he
be,
does,
it would be way better with
right
Hopkins.
Now.
Hopkins makes a big difference. There's no doubt about it.
And also, Murray's running the ball more. And getting more yardage than Lamar right now. So it's not it's both things. All right. We are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our Celebrity Corner coming up with our special guest. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
You know him as world famous actor, singer, producer, star of the hit show Blue Bloods, friend of the Odd Couple. I gotta admit, I'm shocked he came on right now because he has nothing to brag about right now. We will give it to him. It's our man, Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie, what's up,
brother?
Buddy?
I'm going to be really quiet this interview. This is going to be the least I ever talk.
You got guts, man. You got guts.
Hey, we love having you on. That's I'll right. You and that. Your Patriots got off to a good start with Cam. But, Donnie, the last couple of weeks, no touchdowns for Cam, 5 interceptions. How much is this hurting you? Because in the beginning of the season, you were feeling good, weren't you, about the Patriots?
I was. And you know what? I still am in some ways. Like, I feel good about Cam. I'm going to be very clear. Like, I think when I was on with you guys right at the – I think the last time I talked to you was right at the start of, like, COVID. And
yep.
We were talking about if Brady leaves. Right. And I was like – or when Brady first left. And I was like, you know, Cam could be our guy. And I still think Cam is the right fit for this team. I think he's the right quarterback. You know, we basically lost 2 weeks of practice. And you can see the results. Now, the team – and I'm not making excuses. Look,
that's fact.
We're not the same team. We lost a lot of players who sat out because of COVID. I mean, yeah. We lose Dante Hightower, who anchors the defense. Patrick Chung, who's, you know, not only a good friend, but he's just a monster back there. I mean, he's, you know, he's the guy that covers all the tight ends. And, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, we got a lot of guys out. Edelman's hurt. You know, we're not the same team. But I do think if we had time to practice, you know, we could have beat Seattle. I think in week 3.
You're at the 1 yard line
right
with
there.
Cam.
We were right.
right
there. Yeah, I love Cam. If they say, I know Cam's had a few rough weeks, but if Belichick said we're locking Cam up for 3 years, I'm in. Like, I love Cam.
Really?
I think Cam's okay. Great. I mean, what are we going to do? We're not going to trade up. Belichick's never going to trade up to get number one. And honestly, I do think Cam, if this was the 2 years ago Patriot roster, you know, and Cam was starting, we would still be winning the Super Bowl. That's my belief. I think Cam is that good and that good of a leader. He's been great through all this, you know, and missing 2 weeks. He's not blaming anyone. He's not pointing fingers. He's, you know, taking accountability and saying, I haven't been good. But, you know, he's not even making excuses. He could say, I had COVID and didn't practice for 3 weeks. The team didn't practice
right.
for 2 weeks,
yep.
but he's
and
not
he didn't
saying
use
that.
It.
And that's a leader. That's a real leader.
Well, Donnie, there is some talk, and maybe it's unfounded, but, you know, that the Patriots may tank is hard to put with Belichick, but you know that they might win 2, 3, 4 games this year and be in position to get a top 5 or 10 pick.
Yeah,
what do you
I don't
would
see
you
that
be
happening.
Down? It, let's say though, if you had your choice, would you say, look, let's just throw in the towel this year and see if we can get if we can't get Trevor Lawrence, let's go for Justin Fields as quarterback of the future. Would you be down for giving up this year to get one of those two
I don't even know what you're saying, Chris. You're talking it's like you're talking in a language I've
right.
never heard before.
Oh,
it doesn't
man.
Even it doesn't that's not even in the Bill Belichick vernacular, right? So no, I wouldn't want us to tank. No, the Patriots won't tank. The Patriots you know, the one thing about Belichick, it's game to game, it's week to week, and even now, you know, all he's thinking about right now is getting the team on track for this week. And when we were winning Super Bowls, that's what he did. It wasn't like, you know, like week one, he wasn't like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. He was like, we're on to next week. We're going to play good next week. And the team gets better throughout the year. And we were getting better until COVID kind of took out Steph Gilmore. It took out Cam, you know, and it took out the team, honestly. That doesn't mean we're suddenly going to be great. But Belichick is not the
you
type
that,
to tank.
Right.
And you know, look, would it surprise me if he made moves? You know, there's rumblings he might trade Stephon Gilmore or right. trade someone. Would that surprise me? No, because that's what Belichick does. Would I like it? No. But I don't like a lot of personnel decisions Belichick typically makes, but I go with it because he's Belichick. I trust him.
Can I jump in here quickly, Rob? One follow-up. The talk, and I know we asked you about this. I think you went with Brady, but I might be wrong. Everybody's talked about who gets more credit. Obviously, they're both tremendous. They're both all-time greats, Brady and Belichick. But at least right now, the early showings, Donnie, are that Brady should get most of the credit.
Because
obviously
moment.
He's gone. No, because he's not. Because
forward, Donnie,
Belichick, hold on.
I'm not falling
I got
for
facts,
that.
Donnie. Belichick has coached 7 years, not counting this season, 7 years without Tom Brady. He made the playoffs one time. One time. And,
what'd
he,
you
and
do
he
that
had Drew
year
Bledsoe.
He
you know Bledsoe. You know Bledsoe was a good quarterback.
Yeah, but what did he do that 1 year he made the playoffs? See, people write Belichick off for his time in Cleveland, which I never did. I knew Belichick was a good coach in Cleveland.
They went to the playoffs.
They beat the Patriots.
But they only made the playoffs once.
Right.
They beat the Patriots, coached by Bill Parcells, right? His mentor. He beat him. Yep. Then the next year, Art Modell decided to move to Cleveland in the middle of the season, and the team went off the rails. You can't hold Belichick accountable for that. He got blamed for that. When that team, suddenly they're all getting uprooted and guys lost their interest. If you're asking me who gets the credit, they both get the credit. It's one of those things where, like, we argue about who's the GOAT, LeBron or MJ. We can't really – to me, you can't have that argument. If you have it right now, it's of course it's MJ. But if LeBron goes on to win 5 more championships, then it's a whole other conversation, right? So why are we having this debate when they're both still going?
Here's my other thing, too.
Brady looks better this year, right? But a lot of those Super Bowls were won with defense, too. So, Brady didn't build the roster. It's like they both get credit, But
Donnie,
Ty Law gets credit. Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Rodney Harrison.
Well,
don't they get credit?
They all get credit.
And Donnie,
you just stepped into Rob's trap.
No, because this is what I brought up
it
to Chris,
defense.
Donnie.
Brady didn't
the
do
defense
anything.
In those last 3 Super
and
Bowls,
Adam
guess
Vinatieri.
What? They didn't score. The opponents didn't score any points in the fourth quarter. When they beat the Rams had the 5th greatest offense in the history of the NFL. Not that season, ever, and scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. And then don't forget this, Donnie. Those first 3 Super Bowls have Adam Vinatieri's name on them just as much as they have Tom Brady.
Stop.
Because he kicked big field goals. And you know it, Donnie. You watched
Who led the drives? They didn't start in field goals.
Yes,
Rob,
but if you
don't
got to
argue with me, Rob. We're not arguing here, Rob.
No.
I think we're kind of on the same page with a lot of this. I think, look, the funny thing is people, switching up now. Like, everybody was like, Brady's a system quarterback and blah, 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 blah. And now he's doing good down there in Tampa Bay, and suddenly it's like, it was Brady all along, and it wasn't
right.
Belichick. Everybody's all over the map.
Now,
because, look,
I was always more Brady, Donnie. I was always more Brady. Although,
I
love Belichick, but I was always more Brady.
I didn't say you, Chris. I didn't say you.
But a lot of people.
There's a lot of people out there. But, right. Look, I think Brady looks good. My thing is this. It's like I never really liked this argument anyway, because I look at last year. People said Brady didn't have any weapons and Belichick doesn't give him any weapons. That's not true. Last year, week 2, we were playing Miami. Everyone said we're going to go undefeated because we had Antonio Brown. We had Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Sony Michel, James White. People were like, Belichick did it again. All the memes of Belichick walking around like Darth Vader, were coming out and looking like the evil emperor who outsmarted everyone again. He gave Brady the weapons. It wasn't his fault what happened with some of the guys. Things happened. And
Donnie, let's ask the World Series. Of course, the Dodgers won, first time in 32 years. How painful is it to see Mookie Betts a part of it? Obviously, he didn't win the MVP, but he was a big part. He was the missing piece for the Dodgers. And the Red Sox have money. That's one of their guys. How come they wouldn't sign a guy like Mookie Betts and have that guy as a cornerstone of that organization? I know Bob Ryan wrote something, Chris and Donnie, saying that it was the worst move by the Red Sox organization since they sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees.
I agree.
Like, that's how bad it was.
I really I wasn't expecting this topic to come up. It's a strange thing. I love Mookie Betts. Like, Mookie Betts is not only the greatest player in baseball right now, my opinion, he's the greatest guy in baseball.
He's a great guy.
He is an amazing guy. And I will never understand it. You know, I guess it's money. Maybe they just aren't the team that, you know, thinks putting $40 million a year into one guy is worth it. You know, and some could make that argument. You look at the Angels, they got a lot of money in Mike Trout every year, and they're not really winning. But in pitching, honestly, usually is the difference maker. But Mookie was – he is now for the Dodgers, but for the Red Sox, he was just – you know, he's one of those guys, like, they come around once a generation. And not only amazing on the field, amazing off the field, you know, a great ambassador. It's tough. It's tough to see him go. But I got to tell you, I'm not upset seeing the Dodgers win because of Mookie. I'm happy for Mookie Betts. You know, he validated himself. Not that he needed it. He's an MVP. He's a superstar. He doesn't need to validate anything. But I wasn't mad. I just loved the guy so much. Like, I was just happy for him. I really was. And for Dave Roberts too. You know, I might feel different next year if the Red Sox aren't good again and our pitching staff doesn't come back healthy. I might be real mad. But for right now, you know what? I'm just happy to see the former Red Sox guys win. And they're good guys, so I can't really be mad at them.
You guys will be better next year because Chris Sale will be back at the top of your rotation. You lose a guy like that, that's hard to overcome.
It is, and we'll see what happens. Look, and the Patriots are going to be better next year. I don't want us to tank, but it wouldn't hurt to get a first round, a top 10 draft pick once in a while.
There you go. Look, it may help us.
Yeah. Donnie, great stuff as always, man. We love having you on the show.
And Donnie, that show you do on HLN, Scary People, man.
Yes.
Man, watching that sometimes, like how sick people are, man. And you want to talk, the title of that thing, Scary People, is spot on, man. I just, those stories make the hair on my neck stand up. It's frightening.
I agree with you, and sometimes I get a little queasy watching it myself, and I'm like, I'm one of the producers, and I'm like, this is uncomfortable. But
yes.
Thank you, and look, I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much, and I wear my Odd Couple hoodie proudly.
Thank you, my man. We appreciate you,
Donnie. All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Of course. Thank you both. Bye.
Yep. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and check this out. They got some big problems in the Big Ten. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a TV theme show Thursday. That obviously is a remix. Is that the T-shirt remix?
Sometimes you got to drop some heat, CB.
No, you definitely juiced it up. I'll go for your remixes.
That's my guy. I'll keep him coming.
That's hot. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Great call with Donnie Wahlberg. I was telling Rob during the break, Donnie's one of our best celebrity corner guests, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He really loves sports, has a passion for it.
Yep. Have a lot of fun with him. All right. Speaking of fun, what is not fun, how's that for an awkward segue? is what's going on in the Big Ten. Now, a lot of you may know Wisconsin came down with 12 cases of COVID in their football program. So their game with Nebraska for this weekend was canceled. Nebraska went out and negotiated with Tennessee Chattanooga, which is an FCS program, you know, a level, the Division I AA for the old timers. About playing a game. But the Big Ten overruled Nebraska and would not allow them to play. And initially, Rob, I thought, I get some of the problems. You know, you don't want to open it up where all of a sudden you got games being played that you didn't expect and it could just kind of get out of hand. But at first I thought, you know what, this is just a different time. We're dealing with a freaking pandemic. And if they can't play Wisconsin, if they find a team that's clean as far as COVID and willing to play and it's not going to disrupt the Big Ten schedule or anything like that, let them play. But then I found out
that Tennessee Chattanooga is not even playing football right now. They actually postponed their season, Rob, to the fall. So this would have been like their only game, I'm sorry, to the spring. They postponed their season to the spring.
Right.
This would have been their only game in the fall, and that just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
No, because you're trying to put together a football team and put kids out there in harm's way, Chris, who haven't even practiced, haven't been playing.
And they may be, I'm sure they're getting together doing some stuff.
But I'm just saying, that's not normally how you prepare for a football game, right?
Absolutely.
You should be playing. And the idea that you would put together quickly to get a payday or whatever it is, man, I just don't like it. I don't like it. And you know what? Nebraska, going to have to take it on the chin, Chris. Aren't we moving pieces, parts all the time, right? Trying to figure this out? It's fluid.
Absolutely.
It's fluid.
And to their credit, they released a statement saying they respect the Big Ten's decision. You know, at least in the statement, it didn't come off as that they were upset or anything like
that.
They
were fighting it or, you know what I mean, putting up a stink.
Right. Yeah, they said they just wanted to try to get their players a game because, you know. And so I get it, but look, Rob, here's the problem with the Big Ten, though. They're supposed to play 8 games. They've got no bye weeks, right? So what if this happens to Ohio State? They're probably done. Because if you miss one game, now you're down to 7. God forbid you miss 2, now you're down to 6. How are they going to get in the playoff with 7 games, if it happens in Columbus? That's all I'm saying.
Right.
No wiggle room. You know, the Big Ten, I don't know that they wanted to play in the first place, Rob. They just felt the pressure.
Yeah,
am I right on that?
I think their first direction or decision,
August
Chris,
11th, yep,
was the right one. That's where they were, and they knew that this was going to be a struggle, and you're going to have issues or whatever. And I'm not surprised by any of this, Chris. We saw it from the beginning when they started playing college football, and the cancellations, and the COVID, and the kids, and the coaches, and all the other stuff. Nick Saban got a positive test, and all these other things. This is just
and he coached.
Yeah, and he wound
up
coaching.
But you know what? Look, I'm fine with him playing, though. You sound like you don't even want you don't think the college kids should be playing.
I don't. I really don't. I understand pros and people making financial decisions. These kids, I feel bad for the kids long term. That's it, Chris. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe everybody comes out with flying colors, but that's my issue is who's going to be left holding the bag 3 years from now, 5 years from
my
now.
Thing, that, though, that's was my thing, though, we're letting high school teams play younger than that. And that's when I turned. Like, come on. You letting high school teams play and Pop Warner and all that and college kids can't play? That's when I was like, you got to have more balance. And if they can play, then certainly the college kids can play. 2 hours left. Odd Couple, keep it locked.